This is Navigate with ID.
Welcome, dear friends, to Navigate with ID. We kicked off this beautiful session with what I call the S. If you remember very well, we started by talking about SSD, Strategies for Self-Development, under our succession planning and management. And if you're just joining us, you're welcome to a great time. I hope you have not missed a lot. But if you do want to, you know, have access to the previous episodes, especially the first three installments of this succession planning and management, please go to the website navigatewithid.com. The ID is spelled IDY. And you can also go to anchor.fm, just anchor.fm/IDNang. You'll find my podcast all uploaded there. I normally don't talk about it, but you'll have a whole milieu of most of the podcasts from this year on anchor.fm/, just put /IDNang and you'll get it. This is all about you, it's about me, it's about us, and it's how we're going to get ourselves to be better people. Now, coming home to this, succession planning and management, how did we, you know, move through this and where are we? Remember, I turned the tables and said many of us keep saying we want to be in the supposed succession plan. Many of us want to actually be successors to certain people, roles, and take on certain responsibilities. But we don't realize one thing, that actually you have to be the man, the architect of your own future and fortune. It's all in your hands. Yes, God Almighty. That's not a no-brainer. It is God all the way. We can keep God as a constant factor. By Him, all things consist, you know, so that is constant. But I must tell you, you have everything within your purview to make it happen. So for someone to recognize you and put you or consider you his or her successor means that you have carefully done some work. And it is that homework that I chose to teach you guys about the process. And I just did not bump into this. No, teaching you from what has worked for me practically. And I did say this very many years ago when I worked at the Coca-Cola company. One of the things that I learned, you know, courtesy of the growth trajectories that we are all plotting for ourselves, was about the first principles. And those first principles became my own first strategies. And it's under that umbrella that I'm sharing with you what we've done. So on Tuesday, we focused on the F in the first principle. The first, F-I-R-S-T. If I had stopped at S, you would just think it's F-I-R-S. You start thinking tax. The T is not tax. So first, the F is focusing on priorities, and that is identifying your critical issues and development objectives. If you recall on Tuesday, I brought us into a space where I talked about gaps. Today, I'll be starting on the journey with implement something every day. That's the I. The R is reflecting on what happens. The S is seeking feedback and support. And then the T is transferring learnings into next steps. And, you know, this, it does not happen by accident. People just see that people get into certain roles. And I started by telling you all that, you know, Nigerians don't realize that our politicians are very smart. Politicians actually go through, they focus on priorities. But we, the electorate, we don't even think of any priorities. We are just deprioritized. And in the process, anywhere belief is. So once they come every 4 years, we dance along. You don't understand that these guys have been planning. They then manage themselves in. And once they are in, they throw you out. And they do what they want to do. And they enjoy it again. After 4 years, they come in. So I want to give the gold card to our politicians. They understand succession planning and management. But those of us that are following, we have no clue. That's why some of us stay in one position forever. You say, I've been here for 5 years. Whose fault? I've been on this position. This man, this young girl just came from nowhere. She must be sleeping. That is where we go back to. We default to a negative mindset rather than asking ourselves, what exactly am I meant to do? What have I not done to be noticed, to be observed, to be counted among the living. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you are in one position for 13 years, you are dead on that position. That is, they don't forget you. They don't throw away key self. They are just waiting for the day. You just wake up. And the day you now say, sorry, I want to retire. You say, hey, praise the Lord. Ah, they say, why? You say, oh, God, you don't pay for that seat. That seat does not produce anything. That seat does not have any benefit conferred. You are just a number in the entire equation. And they can't take you out because you are papi. So, let's step into the I within the first principle. One of the things that I made sure that I worked on, and by the way, I have my own, you know, studio. If you, I cannot call you guinea pig, but I have, if you and I must say this, by the way, I was very impressed. When I left on Tuesday, I gave Ify a charge. And I said to Ify, Ify, have you thought about where you want to be in 5 years and what you want to do? By the time I come back into the studio on Thursday, I want to see a well-articulated plan to say, this is what I want year on year, and these are the activities. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning I received a very beautiful mail to my inbox, and then where she clearly articulated everything. And I came in, the first thing I said was, Ify, did you have this written down before? And then, well, you can ask her later. And she
was like, never.
You know, but I have one obligation now. I'll know what to ask her. By a certain time in the month or in the year, I'm going to say, Ify, have you done X, Y, Z?
Yes.
Then that 2021 goal will not happen if you don't do it. But many people do not even know that, you know, and I thank God that if you don't write these things down, Habakkuk talks about, hey, this vision, make it so plain, put it down. Many of us have our plans in our head. Oh boy, the plan say, I will go Ibadan. At the plan say, then next week you go say, ah, oh boy, I hear say express block. Ah, oh boy, I hear say, because of I hear say, that thing that was never written, never had a commitment to you, heart and mind, and the spirit will never say yes. So, brings me to this I principle. And, you know, starting, that's to tell you, I've started from Ify, and I'm going to be on our case. So what is the I within the first principle or the first strategy? It is implementing something every day. And what does it mean? It means stretching your comfort zone. My dear friends, development planning is useless without action. Like in physical conditioning, when you make a small investment in your development every day, each day, it will yield better results than you trying to accomplish all your development goals all at once. Many of you make this mistake that you feel that I'm going to accomplish all of this. Ah, no, be 2020. I would. You start ticking the boxes in your head. But trust me, this is not about COVID. COVID did not terminate most of your goals. There were no goals in the first place. They were in your head. So now that COVID has come, you have a reasonable excuse. But guess what? You're not the only one with the excuse. So it is important that even if for 5 minutes, as little as 5 minutes a day, you need to use it wisely. I keep telling you guys that I do not believe in time management. I'm not saying that, you know, Ibo man telling us time management, selling books. You buy this one, you say, oh, I read this book from Mr. D, Mr. B, Mr. T, Mr. A. They are all misters. They are telling you what they did. Can be right. It could also be that they copied from somebody. Now first right, now they right. But when you come from an experiential standpoint, I will tell you that 5 minutes a day used wisely can make a tremendous difference in your life. Let me tell you, as mundane as it be, sometimes people think that I'm very smart or intelligent. At all, not 10. Now the grace of God. And now this small, you know, tum-tum time, what do I mean? Do you know, I buy a lot of books. I mean, I made that a tradition right from my time at Guinness. Anytime I go on a trip, you know, yes, I was in marketing department, so we had to We had to travel as brand manager. We're going out in different places every time, checking on how our brands are doing, checking the market with our customers, checking consumers, doing all manner of stuff as brand managers. However, whether it's to Benin, whether it's to Kaduna, whether it's to Kenya, whether it's to Ghana, Accra, one thing I can tell you is that I never return from any trip without a book. One thing I buy on every trip. That's why if you ever come to my library, you'll see my name, Idorin Enang, and you'll see location and you see the year. Your location could be Aba bus stop. Location could be Kaduna Bypass. Location could be Heathrow Airport. Location could be Washington, D.C. But it then brings memories of when I invested that time to buy the book. Now, buying the book is one thing, but reading is another. So what do I do? I'm telling you very practical ways. When I see a book and I'm excited about it, I start reading it from the time I buy it. Before you know it, I mean, just taking on the flight. If it's a 6-hour flight, I would have done like half. Now, when I get in, the first place I keep it, don't laugh, and please don't be offended about what I'm about to say. You know where they keep them? I keep it in my, where I go to visit. You and I visit that place. Without it, you and I will be nothing. I keep it in my bathroom. Now, not where the shower is. Now, I have a small place. I keep it there. Let me tell you the place you can uninterrupted when you go for the long assignment. With the long assignment, you are sitting there, all the cares and worries of this world are gone. You sit down and open one chapter. You will read it and it will enter. Vroom. It's like taking fufu and fufu. And if you ever try fufu and ogbono soup, it's Santana, direct entry. You know they do jam. If yam, it will go straight. Any bone where they there, you go enter. It will, whatever you are reading, the level of assimilation will even be more than the French policy of assimilation. You will assimilate it because you're not distracted. There is nobody that goes for the big job that is distracted. You are very focused. So at that time, after relieving yourself of the stress, and you now enjoy the pleasures of your environment, now only you know what you need to take, swallow. When you finish just one chapter of that book, trust me, in a month, you'll finish it. Because on the average, you will spend, without knowing, you spend somewhere between 20 and 25 minutes. And if it's a fable, an interesting book that is a fable, you will not stop there. You will carry on with it when you come out of the long place. You understand? That is one little way that you can stretch your comfort zone. Another thing that I do, if you go into my car, any of my cars, in each of the cars, you'll find a book hanging somewhere there. When I open and I get into that car, I pick it up. This was before we had all of this electronic mini-mini here and there. No, I will have it and I have a bookmark. I take it off and I continue. Now, I'll be honest and I will share with you one thing. If you asked me any question about what I read, I may not remember. But I tell you something, it is resident inside. So sometimes when people tell me, where did you get that thing? Honestly, it's part of what I put in. It's what I've read over time. It's almost like orange. When you take orange and you squeeze it, that's when the juice comes out. Without pressure, nothing comes out. Now, any orange you take and you squeeze and it's dry, it tells you nothing was inside. That's how a lot of us are not, don't have any content. We are just containers moving. And so you can never be in somebody's succession plan. But if you are an orange, that whenever they squeeze you, there's some juice coming. You know, if I want to take it in my local Calabar parlance, they say mbot means you have something, medulla oblongata, there is something in your medulla that is screaming out juice. It can be creative, it can be words of wisdom, it can be counsel, it can be intellect, it can be any form or shape, but you become a solutions provider. It's because you have been implementing something every day. So my chat to you, friends, look for one thing that you do every day. Don't look at 24 hours as little as 5 minutes. It could be that you wake up and you want to call your mom. You want to make it a duty to call any member of the family. You devote 20 minutes to it. And every morning, you wake up at 6 and by 6:20 you're done. You'll be shocked what that means and the impact it will have. Because when the time comes, they will always remember that, ah, that call from ID, I'm expecting a call from ID. That's exactly what happens with lovers or people that are in fresh relationships, because there's a pattern. We start off with a pattern. They send you messages. Then after a while, you get used to it. Then after, when the thing is not there, you feel something is missing. I miss this person. That is how you will implant yourself in the heads and minds of the organization, your boss, the director, the board, anybody, because you have chosen to implement something every day. So, what you need to do, friends, set triggers to alert yourself to take action. Let me tell you, I am wearing a beard now. Do you know what this beard I'm wearing, my new look, is? It's a trigger. The minute COVID kicked in, by the way, prior to COVID, I was shaving every day, not one day, every day. And I've done that. You know, if I've been married for 27 years, my wife has never seen me with a beard. I met my wife in 1991. So we've been like 29 years together. My wife has never seen me with a beard. The first time she ever saw anything sprouting was in March. Because when we hit that roof and then we started, I noticed every morning I'll wake up, I say, where are they go? Where are they shave? Who are they with? I beg, may I leave the team? Do you know, after the second week, and all of a sudden, I was not looking like Akanimo, my son, because he has been, they are the beard gang. Me, I don't get any gang. But let me tell you something. The minute after a week, I turned to my wife and I said, oh, baby, you know one thing? That times have changed. As I'm thinking about how to re-strategize for my business, for the family and everything, I need something to trigger me and remind me that I can't continue doing things the way I was. And so I'm going to keep a beard. I'm going to keep this beard. What do you think? You know what she said to me? She said, it's okay. It's a new look. I've never seen you. I said, you've never. She said, yes. Since we met in 91 and we got married, you've always been clean shaven. So here is my wife embracing the new look of her husband. Friends, it's a trigger. It's a trigger. Now, when I look at myself every morning and I'm going to say, I cannot do what I did yesterday and expect it to work. So ask yourself, what will trigger me to act on a targeted behavior daily? Use the tips and tools that I'm going to give you now. Let it help you to get to the most, make the most mileage out of your daily development activities. And after the period, somebody will notice you. Somebody will see you. Somebody will carry you and say, I need that man. I need that woman. I need that boy. I need that girl. I've seen something in her. But if you don't do it, he or she will not see anything. That's why many of you are not recognized. Some of you try to find a way to be recognized by shaking your bum, shaking your physical duties. That one, nah, nothing. You know, unfortunately, I'm on radio. My mom used to tell my young cousins that were female. She said to them, if you are thinking about selling your bodies, she said, that is already given. Because every woman has the same body. Better put something here. If you don't put something up here and lace it with wisdom, you remain a fool forever. Because you can only slip your way to the top. Let that slipping keep you there. Don't join. And that's what she used to say to my cousins, senior cousins and aunties. She would say, you cannot afford to. But let, like Paul, the Apostle Paul said, these hands are provided for my necessities. She said, for a woman needs to have balanced judgment. Your head and your heart must swing together at the same time, no matter how great your hands are. It was from my mom I knew what balanced judgment was. She said, because whenever there is an issue at home, the woman uses balanced judgment. And that's why most times you find it appears that women are more personable and they can manage situations better than men. I don't know if there's a science to it, but I know that men tend to react, but women tend to respond. But these days, everybody don't turn to blender. So what are these tips and tools I'm about to give to you? Number one, I'd mentioned this before. Find 5 minutes each day to spend on your development. Find 10 minutes. Find 15 minutes. Find 30 minutes. Find 60 minutes, whatever will work for you, but at a minimum, 5 minutes, friends. Just do it. You will find out. Now, the question you will ask yourself is, what regular time each day will work for me to use for my development? Ask yourself. You will see it. Many of you are wasting. You are wasting time. There are so many time wasters. Number one time waster is WhatsApp. Let me tell you why. I don't care if people tell me, I sent you a WhatsApp message. I read what I want to read when I want to read it. It's not because you sent it to me. Because some of you you belong to all kinds of groups. Today, some friend of mine, I don't know, one young man put me on, I don't want to call it, so I won't, I'm not going to spoil market for him. Just set me up in this group. And I instantly, the minute I got there, I just deleted the thing. Don't turn me to a groupie. I'm not a groupie. Any small thing, group, this group, this group, this group. By the time you go through the nonsense, I'm saying nonsense, yes. Do you know that just sitting there, you read all that nonsense. Mm-hmm. It does not make sense to your situation. It does not make sense, but they are all, most of them, gossip. Most of them, entertainment. Somebody has created it and is making money. You are foolishly consuming it and wasting your time, and you're not developing yourself. That's why you cannot be noticed. That person will be noticed because when they finish, they sign their signature. They can call themselves spaghetti. They can call themselves, I don't know. They can call themselves oborobo. They have a signature. That signature is what will bring them money. But you, even sign self, you no get. So who will see you? WhatsApp? Then talk about WhatsApp. When friends, you see about, you wake up in the morning, let me reply my WhatsApp messages. Let me give you a simple math. If you reply 30 messages, on the average, check how much time you spend on it. To read through all the messages, and then you decide to reply. The first person, Pagam, Ify, how are you? Hey, babe, Ade, okay, pa, you reply. Okay, have you seen that, Bob? No, I've not. You ping-pong messages, 5 minutes would have gone with Ify. Multiply Ify by the 30. That is 150 minutes. You've just blown away 150 minutes doing Bobby, Bobo, Keke, Tete, Papa, Momo, Bomo, and then in between watching all kinds of characters that are showing you. And then you will see whether EFCC has carried Magu or all kinds. Friends, select 5 minutes. What regular time will work for you to develop yourself? Number two, be opportunistic. You must link your goals with something you're already doing. So what are the questions you're going to ask yourself? What activities or scheduled meetings can I use to test out my new behaviors? You need to find a way to test out your new behaviors. Then you have to ask yourself, how can I connect my development with my job objectives, with my personal objectives, and with the things that I want to do? How? The third big point here is be proactive. And these are the questions that will lead you there. How can I add a new challenge to the routine tasks of my job? You know, every day there's an opportunity for you to add a new challenge. It is a challenge that will bring the spice to it. It's the challenge, the new challenge you take on, that is going to make you stand out from the other. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little word called extra. It's a five-letter word, but it makes all the difference. If everybody is just ordinary, they cannot spot the gorilla. Nobody will see the difference between a pack of wolves and the forest. So you need to be different. The way to be different is add a new challenge. So if your boss has given all of you the same routine task and you come in every day, see, and you don't introduce something new to it, to spice it up, the same way you are making a pot of stew. Do you know, it's boring to make stew the same way all the time. Very boring. Because after a while, it's not that you have COVID, you will not taste anything, it will be plastic. So you need to play around with what you put in to make your stew different. That's what makes your stew different. That's a new challenge. Or you just go to the store and say, hey, let me try this spice. That addition, that new spice to your already established recipe will make this one, wow. And everybody's tasting and saying, wow. Where did you get this from? This is amazing. That tells you you're on the winning streak. That is how someone will notice you and put you as part of his plans. Let me whisper a little secret to you. There is no man or woman under heaven that does not like somebody that is good, that will make him shine. Once you are adding value, even if they say you are from Idiolumbe, you are from Calabar, they don't look at all those things. See, I don't tell you now before, now Calabar boy, I be, to come all the way from Ikorokpone to Lagos, and you come and sit here, and then rise in this southwest Lagos, there, they see you, they'll be looking at you, they say, they'll call you all names, Omo Kubu Kubu, Omo Calabar, Omo Hibu, Omo this, Omo that. Then you start as a small trainee and become an MD. Trust me, bros, nobody say you get Godfather, and God be your father, but you must work hard. That is, they know that with this guy, I need this guy in my boat. To the glory of God, that was one thing that helped me run through my career. But you have to be proactive. Another question you ask yourself is, how can I network with people who are skilled at what I want to learn? Many of you network with people who you want to be like. You are foolish because they are already there. You don't need it. Network with people who are skilled at what you want to learn, so that when you finish learning it, you can be the one people are looking at to say, ah, I want to be like Ify. But you foolishly follow those that have already made it, because you're then in the process, you start faking it because you want to make it. And that's why you're not seen. They just see you as a model. Ah, you know, say, now this guy is where they follow. And it's very, something you find with all the musicians, entertainers. Some people, little boys are looking, ah, these days I'm following this person. Yeah, follow. And as you continue follow, he's not telling you anything. Whether you are following a senator or whether the person is extinguished, you don't know. But you think he's distinguished. He's not distinguished. It was after he leaves the seat, you know that you were all your life was extinguished because you were following backing the wrong horse. Network with people who are skilled at what you want to learn. Finally, ask yourself, what new assignments could I request that are relevant to my priorities? One of the things I did very well, I tell you, I was at Guinness. When I joined Guinness and then management trainee, we all came back. I was given my first portfolio. Then we were five of us that were in marketing. Myself, late Henry Omofuma, Kunle Arufin, Chuks Mokogu, and Fufuye Funkapo. Five of us, young, bright guys, trainees. But my title was research and information manager. My friends used to call me Agrene manager. All of them, they used to make fun of me. They called me Agrene manager. They were all brands. They were brand support managers. I was the only one in research. But why did they call me Agrene? You know what Agrene is? Crown Cork. Yeah, it was Guinness. It was Crown Cork. This is a real example. And I'm sure Kunle, one of them, will be listening and they'll be laughing. This was 1991. And I decided to go to all the bars. I took a pool car then with our driver, Celestine. I went in, went to the market and bought bean bags. When I bought the bean bags, I came in and I signed for TS, trade stimulants, POS materials. So I got mats, I got drip mats, I got all of those things. And I took them. And I went to each of these bars around Ikeja. There were 50 of them. I visited those bars and met the barmen. And I said to them, I need them to do one thing for me. At the end of the day, they should sweep everything, all the crown corks, they should just put them inside that my container for me. And this man, that was our pool driver, Selengbo, we called him Selengbo, Celestine. Eh? And then he'll come pick it up every Monday. Now, when Sele picks up on Monday, that day I'll ask all our cleaners that were on contract to stay behind and they'll help me count. And I'll stay back. They'll count all the crown corks. And then I began to take note of share, market share. So there was a day we now had a brand meeting and I sat down and I could tell what the market share of our competitors were. It was from there that we started the first retail panel audit. I had to call Joe Ebumeye of Market Trends. That's how the man's business went into retail panel audit. It was from that small Agrene counting. That's why my friends were calling me Agrene manager. They used to tease me. But, you know, counting Agrene, 1 year after, there was a restructure in the company and I was moved up 3-4 spaces. I left my colleagues. I'm not telling you what did not happen. These men are alive, save for Henry, who's gone to be with the Lord. So I'm not talking to you from this book. I'm telling you how practically God helped me with the grace and call of God upon my life. There were certain things I had to do. I took on new assignments. I took on those assignments to be relevant to my priorities. Finally, I'm going to tell you something, friends. You must learn to take intelligent risks. First question you ask yourself, what fears do you have that keep you from risks? Some of you are just lazy. There's a lion on the street. Who said? I hear fortune favors the bold, but I like to be in that same class where, you know what? I fear no man. I fear nothing out there because I believe that by him all things consist and my life is hidden in Christ with God. I will step out there, I will dare the devil and I will push the envelope. Push it. But then, when do I tend to stay in the safety zone rather than allow myself to experience some of the discomfort associated with development? Many of you like the safety zone. You don't want to dare, just step out of that. I like the fact that, this position, you know, my godfather is here now, so I need to be there. Who says? I have never one day sat under any man and I've tied my destiny to any man. No, because each man has his own destiny. If my boss decides to be promoted and he says, ID, come with me, I say, okay, I'll go first. That will not be my line. That story for another day. When we come into the hour, I'll tell you some personal experiences. So you need to ask yourself, how can I reframe my definition of failure to overcome my fear of it? Many of you are afraid of what is not. You're just afraid of your shadow. You're afraid of your inadequacies. It's because you lack content. When you have spent time invested in yourself by implementing something every day, it can be reading, it can be singing, it can be networking, it can be doing something that will enhance your value. You will not be afraid to step on any toe or to go on the streets. There will be no lion. You will become the lion. Lions don't eat lion. Go and ask Daniel. Well, next Tuesday we'll go to R. Because with R is about reflecting on what happens. I want you to look through all of this, and I'm going to open the phone lines because this is a real McCoy, friends. I must talk to you about process. Without process, there can't be progress. Don't sit down and believe people. They say, succession planning. They didn't even look at me. It's because you have not planned to be successful. Nobody's going to look at you if you don't go through process. That process, you can. And that's what I hope as I teach and I share my personal experience that you learn from it. And one day, you stand up to say, thank you, God. Thank you, ID. That is all. And guess what? Our nation will be better because there will be a lot more people doing the right thing as against watching puppies become bulldogs. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's take a short break and we'll be back.
This is Navigate with ID.
Welcome back, my dear friends. Now, I'm about to open the phone lines, so just for your comments. And let me say this, you can call in, and if you think you need to reach me, yes, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's at IDYENANG, ENANG. And then don't forget, you can also send a mail to contact@navigatewithid.com. It must be something serious. The numbers to call, 0809-191-3913. 0809-222-0913, 0809-234-5913. And that also is a WhatsApp line, so we can pick up some of the stuff there.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Who's calling?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. Who's calling?
This is Anastasia.
Sorry?
From Aja. Anastasia from Aja.
Anastasia?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I wanted to ask a question as regards to entering into business like this. They're talking business like this real estate. What do you think about the interest of someone entering it and from a side effect of the business?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Lagos Talks. Well, Madam Anastasia, every business has side effects. There's none that doesn't have side effects. But talking about real estate, it depends on what you want to do in real estate. Are you going to sit at the other end? Whenever people say real estate in Nigeria, they just want to collect 10% commission and begin to, this house where you build. But there's a whole value chain around real estate. Yes, Nigeria is underhoused. We need houses. So real estate is an industry of the future. So I would go in there, but it depends on what role you want to play. Again, the numbers to call 0809-191-3913, 0809-222-0913, and 0809-234-5913. That's a WhatsApp line too.
Some WhatsApp messages. This is coming from a listener. Babatunde saying, Uncle Aidy, you are so wonderful. And your intellectual mindset is an outstanding one. Yeah. I pray God will continue to bless you and your entire family. I'm excited to listen to your program every Tuesday and Thursday. Thank you so much for this lecture. My name is Babatunde. Again, we are going to support you as the next president of our country. I support that.
Lagos Talks. Talks.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Uncle Aidy.
Good afternoon, Uncle. Who's calling?
Okay, my name is Collins.
Collins, okay.
Okay, I want to very much commend you, sir. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Collins.
I also want to ask for advice. Okay, I listened to what you said, and self-development is very good and is key to building great youth and entrepreneurship in Africa. But one thing is, we need to learn skills, and the environment at which we operate, we are limited to certain things, like people that know certain things we want to know. We can't really find them.
Example.
So what? Hello, sir?
Example.
Okay.
I don't like general statements. I like specificity.
Okay. For a person like me now, I want to go into manufacturing of certain goods. But I can't really find people that around my locality because I'm kind of limited with my work. Because you need to get certain income to do things. And aside that, to learn certain things, you need to meet one or two people. But where I am in now, I can't really get connected to people. What I'm trying to ask is, what advice would you give to people like us that really need, people to teach us or to mentor us on certain things, and we are really restricted or confined to certain environments, sir.
You know, the first thing, if Abraham was going to have the promise, he had to step out of his land and his country. You need to step out of where you are. You can't sit in a cage and expect that something is going to come meet you in the cage. And even if you step out, you must be very clear as to where you're going. You know, I like the way my people say that person we ask of road, no they lost. When you ask the right questions, you get the right description. Okay? Now, let me use a typical Nigerian as an example. And I'm going to tease my own people here. Comrade Akpan feels offended. And it's like calling a Calabar man, now my people, and saying, you get to a place and say, Mister, how do I get to Tajudin Alao? You say, Tayu. Okay, you're going to Tayu. You take a left, you take a right. Now, you're going to be confused because the man is using his own accent or the diction, but he's telling you what it is. But it's just because of that. Or you meet a one Hausa man and he tells you you are looking for pathfinders. He's a fat finder, Kai. And you get confused. But you now have to ask the right question to the right person who will then answer in a way you'll understand. Many times we don't know how to communicate. We don't really communicate what we want. We assume people hear and understand. So you that are looking for, Collins, whatever you're looking for, there is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing you want to manufacture that is not being manufactured here. You need to step out of your comfort zone. You need to ask the right questions and wait to listen to the answers and do the needful. If need be, if you're not satisfied, keep asking because you'll get to the root of what you're looking for. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is coming from Ebuka saying, good afternoon, sir. The reward for good work is more work. Congratulations to you on your new role that you stepped into.
Ebuka, then I walk. Yes, thank you.
This is coming from Archie saying, ID, God bless you. Everything you said is real to me.
Thank you, Archie.
This is coming from a listener saying, good afternoon, Uncle Aidy. Good work. Please, can you call out the website where we can get your podcast again? God bless you real good.
It's www.navigatewithid.com. The ID is spelled IDY. You can also go to anchor.fm/IDY, ENANG. Just go to Anchor. It's also on Anchor. Lagos Talks.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon, Lagos.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Who is calling, sir?
This is Tunde calling from Sulere.
Tunde from Sulere. That used to be my base.
Just call the call to recommend your program.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new position as the vice president.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Each day that you come to the radio, in fact, you don't know what to do to people. You are a source of inspiration. You encourage a lot of people. Some people may not have access to the call. Or they probably been trying. They were not able to get through. But you are a blessing.
Thank you, Tunde. God bless you, too.
Yeah, and God continue to bless you.
Amen. And you, too. Exactly. God bless you all. Lagos Talks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Oluchi Treasure.
Treasure?
Oluchi Treasure, calling from Ikotun.
Okay, Oluchi Treasure. I like that name, especially the last part. Ikotun, go ahead, Oluchi.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate all you've been saying so far. I've been following you. I've been trying your number. This is my first time on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you found it very useful. God bless you.
Very, very useful. Thank you. I just want to commend on it. Thank you.
Thank you for the commendation. God bless you.
This is coming from Emmanuel saying, good afternoon, Lagos Talks, and thank you very much, sir.
Good afternoon, Emmanuel.
Sir, I love an online business. I love an online business, and I love working from home. Mm. I have searched for a job, and I could not find, so I developed love for online business. But, sir, I've invested a lot of money on this online business, but I have not gotten paid back, but still have faith that one day I will get one that will wipe away my stress. Mm. Sir, please, can I get an online business that you know that I should be a part of?
Go on, sorry.
Okay. And sir, I've obviously speaking, sir, please, I want to ask or make a request, sir. Can I get a skill that I will learn and that will give me hope for the future?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, online business. You know, you've invested a lot of money, Oga, one thing I'll tell you, Emmanuel, you must have the attitude of a farmer. A farmer sows, a farmer nurtures, and then waters, and one day he will harvest. So let me tell you something. Do you know what it has taken me for the past 11 years, even in the last four? You think Navigate with ID is free? It's coming to me at a huge price and sacrifice. If I ask you to give me the money, where am I seeing the money? I can't see no money. But you know what I see? I see a beautiful you. I see a beautiful nation. So sometimes it's not about money. The returns and fulfillment can make you a lot happier and you live longer when you see others strive. So that your online business, you've invested in it, just stay at what you're doing. As long as it is moral, just, and equitable, wait. God has a way of rewarding those that will labor. It can't be in vain. Don't be in a hurry. And as regards the skill, go to this sphere you want to be influential and look for the skill that will make that which you are doing much more enhanced. That's all you need to do. Okay, we'll take that as the last call. Okay, well.
This is coming from Olatunji saying, I so much appreciate your program on Lagos Talks. I just started listening a few weeks ago and I'm really learning a lot, sir. I need advice, sir. I always have a clash of interest between my work, that is entrepreneurship, and my job, that is employment. I also almost always feel like quitting my job. Mm. Kindly advise, sir, on what I can do so as not to regret my future decisions.
Well, Olatunji, you know, most times when people, this is a very general and top line comment, and I cannot advise you on what I don't know the details. You just said you're an entrepreneur. I don't know what that means. You know, E versus E is the challenge we all face. Entrepreneurship versus employment. But what I'll say to you, whatever it is, every single person in employment must also look for avenues where he could do other things. So E versus E is real. Now, how do I know when it is ripe for me to move? Two things. Whenever you want to make the move, there are certain things that must be in place. Make sure, at the very minimum, that you can live the same life you're living. You have what it takes to cover your expenses. Some people say 6 months. I'll tell you 9 months. You know why I'll say 9 months? Because of conception. I'm just going through the natural order that God set us as into planet Earth. Averagely, it's 9 months. If you have 9 months cover, before the 9 months will kick in, will kick you out. You must have stabilized in a way. So if you have enough resources to cover your bills, by the time you are and you leave employment and you step into your entrepreneurship drive, the first 3 months will be really rough. the next 3 months, which will be another quarter, will be a bit of ease if you did your homework well. By the time you're getting to the last trimester, the next 3 months, you then realize you're now coasting and you should begin to get something that gives you a feel of fulfillment. So, listen, if you have that clash, make sure you don't step out of your employment and just say this business is moving while you are there or someone is looking at it for you. You may just be jumping into a large ocean.
All right, this is coming from Anna saying, good afternoon, Uncle Idi. Congratulations on your new position. It's well merited.
Thank you, Anna.
Please, sir, what advice do you have for me or for some of us that find themselves in a wrong career path while their passion is another path?
Jump out now.
God bless you.
What did they wait for? You know that you are not enjoying it. You get home, you'll be brooding over. Come out for, you know, I like that Ishoki. Eh? Come out for road. That Ishoki won't come inside. Just jump. I mean, when I say jump, I mean, take that, make that move. It's, I'll tell you something. Let me close with my own personal experience. I, at a point in my career, I was outside of the country as an expatriate. And I was just in this old dream about, I was country marketing manager for Coca-Cola in Kenya. And at that stage, I could continue going as a specialist in marketing. But I decided to leave marketing. And I stepped in, I wanted to now be a general manager. So in doing that, I left the whole foray of marketing and came over into strategic planning. And strategic planning moved me into general management. But it was a tough call because some of my colleagues were going to become marketing directors. So what did I do? I had to take a dive, you know, a deep dive. But today, did I get to my destination? Yes. So now you can hire me as a strategic planning manager. You can hire me as a strategist. You can hire me as an MD. You can hire me as a GM. But if I continued with marketing, at best, I'll be a marketing director.
Hmm.
But I'm not now. You can hire me for anything. So when you want to move, it's like Eli Wallach, if you watch The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, he says, when you want to shoot, shoot, don't talk. You know, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So go shoot, go do it. Anyway, I'll be back on Tuesday, guys. Thank you very much for your time.
Sorry, and, just quickly, Uncle Idi. This is from Francis saying, good afternoon, Uncle Idi. I'm a marketing consultant and an associate of NIMN.
Oh.
I'm happy, very happy, that you are the new vice president of the marketing body.
Thank you.
My zeal for the institute is renewed today. Congrats.
Thank you, Francis. And together we'll make it happen. All right, folks. I'm signing out Tuesday.
I'm so sorry, guys. We'll I can't read anymore.
Well, let's make it happen. We'll continue. Remember, it's our time on Tuesday.
Mm.
Thank you, Fee.